need to construct.
Your Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglati.
Students of the University of Professional Studies this morning staged a protest against the sighting of a fuel station just behind the school, but were later dispersed by the police. The move by the students come on the back of a gas explosion at Atomic Junction that has so far claimed 7 lives. The financial controller of the school's SRC, Solomon Entry, told Radio Ghana's Nathaniel Nate that the student body will hit the streets on Friday to demonstrate in order to draw the attention of the authorities to the danger the fuel station poses to the school and its environs.
The distance between the cell phone station and then the school is just like the thickness of a wall that separates the campus and then the filling station, behind campus. If it was possible that students felt the impact of atomic, then it means technically if something should happen at cell, it will affect the whole of LBC. As I speak to you, management is building a 7,000 auditorium just close by, about 2 or 3 meters to the place. And as I talk to you, they are building a mosque there. So if, let's say on Friday evening, there's a program going on at the auditorium, students at LBC learning, and then Friday, Muslims are praying. You can imagine something that can happen like that. And this is just inside the school, not to talk of externally. That place is a big, wide residential area. It's a campus, and then there are a lot of hostels around to host students.
That was the financial controller of the SRC of the University of Professional Studies, Solomon Entry.